B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to Hump Day Dump Day, everybody.
Yes, it is Hump Day Dump Day, and we're going to play a wonderful game called Dump 'em or Date 'em.
Hump Day Dump Day sat on a wall. Hump Day Dump Day had a great fall.
Technically, you could hump them or date them.
Hump them or dump them, you mean?
Whatever. Hump them. Either way, date them, dump them. That is up for Katie. That's up for you to decide. Katie's joining the Manny, Roy, the Ray Morning Show. And what she's going to do is tell us about the date. And then you get to call in at 704-570-9595 and give Katie some advice.
Hello. Happy Hump Day Dump Day. Hump Day Hi. Dump Day, Katie. Yes, that's right.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. Don't be nervous. You're okay. You're in the safe place. Your favorite morning show.
I love you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm hoping that you can help me. I've been dating this guy now for about a month, and we've been out on 5 dates, and I really like him, and he's so good looking, and he's so sweet. And we went out on a date last week, and we went to this restaurant, and he opened the door for me like he always does. He's so romantic like that. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm walking past him, he said to me, "Wow, your butt looks really great in those jeans."
Oh.
And I was kind of taken back by that. And I'm like, you know, maybe he's not the person that I thought he was. Mm. So I don't know. I mean, do you think it's creepy? I think it is.
Oh, you do?
I do. I mean, I think it's a little creepy, and I think it's not. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I just like him.
Okay, so have you just been on dates with him? Like, have you guys kissed? Like, where's the line here?
We've only kissed. That's it.
Okay, and but you've been out on 5 dates in a month. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
I have a question. Just throwing it out there. Did your butt look good?
Well, I mean, they were my really good jeans. But
okay.
Well, that's why you wore them.
But
then.
I can see if you don't have that close relationship level, you know, that would catch some people off guard. It's a little inappropriate.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even after 5 dates?
Maybe. Maybe they're not as... If it's bothering her, clearly, I don't think she's at the part of the relationship where he thinks.
Sure. And I do think you should probably say something if it did make you uncomfortable. But he may feel like he's farther along in the relationship than you do, too. Because, like, I love when my husband tells me my butt looks good.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I wonder if you don't want to use his name, that's fine. But, like, if this guy is just trying to move it along a little bit. A little flirting. Is there anything wrong with a little flirting?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little flirting. It's just like, what's going to happen next? Is he going to be more inappropriate and comment on another body part? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think, I just don't think that's Katie's thing.
Well, you know, and that's why I think she should say something at this point and like just put the line there. Because he might just think something different. And if she doesn't say anything that she's uncomfortable with that, the comments could keep coming. Or it could be as simple as saying something and then the comments stop and you can move along in the relationship.
This is called Dump Them or Date Them. You get to call it 704-570-9595 and help Katie out. You decide, is there going to be another date or is she just going to get rid of this guy? Let's bring in Jamie. Jamie, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning. My input is that I don't really understand what your goal is if you're uncomfortable with him giving you a compliment. You know, you're obviously dating for a reason. You said you kissed him. I just don't really understand what your goal is if you're not welcoming any kind of a compliment from him.
I think I'm with you, Jamie. I just didn't know how to say it. Yeah, I think that's right. Like, he's trying to move things along, right, Jamie?
Right. I mean, he's, you know, he's taking you out on dates. He's opening doors for you. He's being kind. He's being sweet. And you really like him, so what's wrong with him telling you that you look nice? I don't think that him telling you that your ass looks good, that your butt looks good, that's a bad thing. I think that he's telling you in a cute way, like, dang, you look good, girl. Like, what's the problem with that? I don't get it.
Yeah. We have a bunch of people texting in as well, and it sounds like they agree. They said it's not creepy. You want your man to think that you're attractive. 205 texted in and said, date one, weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Date yes. five, not weird. 100%
agree. Day one, super weird.
Do you want to respond to what Jamie just said?
Yeah, I'm just... what if he doesn't respect me, you know? I mean, we've been out on 5 dates, been out for a month, and I just feel that maybe he should move maybe to the next level and ask me to be his girlfriend. I mean, if he really liked me, instead of making a comment, you know, like that, I don't want him to think that that's all I'm good for. I want him to see
you want
me
him,
for
okay.
what the person I am.
You want him to define the relationship. You're done with the casual dating. You want to be in a relationship with this guy.
Yeah.
Good point, because we did get a text message from someone else who said, how many other women is he dating that he's also saying the same thing to?
Exactly.
Well, shoot. Well, now maybe I'm on Katie's side.
All right. Let's see what Jessica and Charlotte has to say for Katie. Go ahead.
Well, to me, I find this a little interesting. I've been married for a long time, and anytime my husband gives me a compliment, I run with it. I think it's good. That's why I think she's wearing pants, her favorite jeans, to look for the compliment. And any man after 5 days only giving you a compliment and not trying to make a move, I don't think is really a player. I think he's probably a nice guy. I'm not really sure why she's maybe dating in general. If she's not able to take a compliment, I feel bad. Run with it.
Katie?
I don't know. I really like him, and he's so cute, and I don't know. I mean, if I said that to him, if that he had a nice butt, he would have been scared, and he would have ran away.
I don't think so.
No. A man, after 5 dates, if you compliment anything on him, men are really simple. You compliment them, they're going to be like, oh, thank you. She did that. Smack his butt. I mean, 5 dates at this point, you could smack his butt and be like, where does it go? I mean, yeah.
You got to jump over the line. I'm sorry, you don't have to cross the line, but you know what I mean? You got to take a dive in. You got to put your toe in the water and see if you can move the relationship along by doing a little flirting, I think is what we're all saying.
Katie, can I ask you a question? Are you maybe scared of commitment and maybe you're trying to like nitpick and like find things wrong with him?
I think he might have gotten me. Yeah, I am, because I'm scared I'm going to get hurt. You know, I've been hurt so many times, and this guy really seems like a really good guy, and he's so nice, and he treats me so well, and I think he might be the one, and then he turned it to that, and it's a little disheartening, you know?
Well, but I think he's wanting to move things along just as much as you're wanting to move things along.
I think you're just afraid of the commitment.
I don't know what she's afraid of. She's told, see, here's the thing, Katie. You said you put your good jeans on. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you wore that. You didn't wear those to work that day. You put those on for the date.
Yes.
Then he compliments you on your good butt jeans that you wore for him for the date.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about it. Now you're like, I don't know. Like, it was weird. No, it wasn't weird. Think about it. Like,
for the fifth date, it wasn't weird. Super weird early on.
Right. If it's the first or second date.
That's what Steven and Charlotte's saying. It's a compliment. First date may be weird, but not after the fifth. Peyton and Hickory says, are you crazy? Kayla Mount Holly says doesn't think he meant anything by it, you know. And then Trucker Bob wants to weigh in. He's always a good call.
Hey, Trucker Bob, what would you like to say?
Oh, you guys, I listened to everything she said and all the other input, and I definitely think this is a dump rather than a date.
Oh,
I think he should. I think he should get rid of her.
Oh.
Oh, Trucker Bob. Just what we thought.
It's always good to go to. All right, Katie, there's your answer. You got to stick with them. You got to date them. You have a good one on your hands here, everyone's saying.
I think so, too.
It seems so. Okay.
All right.
To give him another chance.
All right. Good luck. Stop wearing those good jeans. Next time, wear some sort of scrubs.
Scrubs.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
That was weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she's just like a different type of dater.
Slow.
Very slow. Doesn't move furniture till way, way later.
Yeah.
Wants commitment early on.
Yeah.
I think she just is different from the normal, okay. how everyone else is.
Good luck, Katie.
This is the MRL Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.